Morning. It's July 20th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Lions and Tigers and Bears. That's Ray Bolger and Judy Garland from The Wizard of Oz, 1939. Our granddaughter Allie saw a mouse in the middle of the dirt path on the way down to the cove yesterday. We were all heading out for a sail on an MBD, or Maine Blue Day, when she spotted the little gray fella standing frozen in the midst of the trail, whiskers twitching, clearly unsure what to do. As she approached with loud exclamations of wonder, he finally made the right choice and scampered off into the brush. But the event prompted a discussion of animals seen during vacation thus far, including two white-tailed deer, a bald eagle, bunnies, a starfish, part of a lobster, and multiple crabs. But understandably, her greatest concern was for the possibility of seeing a bear, which she had been told were seen in the past on the long dirt road down to our cottage on the water in Maine. We assured her it would be rare to see one during the day, but she remained a bit unsure, I believe, and quoted her bear mantra, "Black, fight back, brown, lay down, white, say goodnight." The discussion while walking down the dappled sunlit path on a breezy, cool Maine morning inevitably led to our singing the classic lyrics above. We're all off to see the wizard in a way, aren't we? We journey through life's adventures in the hope that one day we will stand before the great and powerful one, the one who is both judge and savior. Along the way, we face all manner of difficulty, things that could swallow us up completely, just like lions and tigers and bears. But all those creatures hunting us from the shadows are really just shapes of fear, fear of the unknown, fear of change, fear of the new. Those fears can paralyze us, keep us from our potential, destroy the pursuit of our dreams. But with faith in our Savior, and ultimately faith in His promises, we learn that we really have nothing to fear. Jesus is the light of the world, and where He is present, there are no shadows for the creatures of fear to lurk. More than that, we learn that our companions in life, our fellow believers, our family, stand next to us, there to help us through, just like the scarecrow, the tin man, and the lion. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Dear Heavenly Father, we are eternally grateful that you sent your Son to be the light of the world. Fear of the creatures that track us in the dark dissipates in your presence. When fear of the unknown assails us, Lord, let your Holy Spirit work through us to support our brothers and sisters, turning those lions and tigers and bears into little more than a frightened gray field mouse. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.